AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Iranian lawyer for Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, held since last July in Iran, says he's been charged with espionage and three other counts. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf.
If the reports are true, these charges are, as we've said in the past, patently absurd. He should immediately be freed so he can return to his family. The charges should immediately be dismissed.
The Post has been sharply critical of the Iranian government keeping Rezaian from seeing his lawyer, the two meeting for just the second time today. Executive editor Martin Barron calls the charges ludicrous, adding they carry a maximum penalty of 10 to 20 years in prison. The sheriff of Tulsa County, Oklahoma, expresses his sorrow for the shooting death of Eric Harris.
We are sorry Eric was taken from you.
Sheriff Stanley Glantz addressing the family of Eric Harris, who was shot dead on April 2nd by a volunteer deputy who says he mistook his handgun for his stun gun. Robert Bates has been charged with manslaughter, and two deputies are also in trouble.
We will review what those officers did, and we'll take some administrative action.
One of them was heard cursing Harris as he lay dying. As for a report that volunteer Bates' training records may have been falsified?
No, sir, not that I'm aware of.
I'm Rita Foley.
A fired police officer in suburban Detroit faces felony charges in the beating of a motorist, a beating that was caught on video. Two officers from a separate video incident involving an armed carjacker have been cleared of criminal charges. But Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy says one may face disciplinary action for hitting Andrew Jackson after he was cuffed.
Sergeant Vogel's later conduct, where it appears that he slapped Jackson's head in the head area after he's arrested, and handcuff also does not support a criminal charge. As with DePoy, the police department should review this and determine if there is any administrative response to sufficiently address the behavior.
This is AP Radio News. The TSA is increasing security for airline workers, Jerry Bodlander explains.
The changes were prompted by a gun smuggling case involving a baggage handler in Atlanta. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says they include real-time recurring criminal background checks for aviation workers, including airline employees. Anyone in those two groups who are traveling as passengers will have to go through the same TSA screening as you and me. Airline workers who have access to secure areas will undergo fingerprint-based background checks every 2 years, and the number of ways you can get into secure areas will be reduced. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Reports are former Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow will sign a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles today. Tebow hasn't played in the NFL since 2012 with the New York Jets. He was released by the Patriots in 2013 and spent last year working as a television analyst. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.